everything that rocks.
Good morning.
Go.
Lyrics, eating some mushrooms. 7:40, Brock Hunter, welcome to it. I nailed it. We got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. Who is hiring now? Go to special-light.com. I believe they're having a hiring event today, if I'm not mistaken. So if you're looking for a new career, great benefits, killer starting pay, and chances for growth, check out special-light.com.
Go out and get a job.
Yeah, do it, you bums. Okay. Your topic for today is a doozy. You walk into a room with all the toys from your childhood, but you can only keep one. What toy
just
are you
one?
Picking? I know. This sucks. This is probably going to bring up some emotions, some feelings. Hunter, what toy? What toy are you
keeping? Brock, you remember those little plastic eagles that used to balance on your finger?
You just blew my effing mind again. Those blew my mind back in the day, and you're going to
sit. How did you do it?
I wasn't mentally prepared to think about that toy again, Hunter.
Balances. I used to, like, put them on corners of the table. I used to put those things on everything.
You felt like effing David Copperfield with those things, okay?
Right.
I won one at a frolic, okay? You remember the old games where you do the quarters, right, and it pushes the frolic that we had in my hometown had one with tokens, and then you get so many tokens, you could get prizes, and I use my tokens, some of them, to buy one of those effing magic eagles. Hours, just holding that thing on my finger, putting it on different things.
It looks like it's gonna fall off, but it balances. It's
amazing.
Wild.
How does it work? It doesn't make sense.
Classic 90s story.
God.
No, that was a fib. That was a fib. I wouldn't pick that.
No.
You know what I would pick though? Super Soaker XP 2000. With the super Flowinator and the two extra tanks. Oh my God, dude.
F you. That is just amazing. That is just so
good.
You
know what? If we were in a water fight back in the day, Brock, you kept an eye on me.
Look, here's the thing.
You always knew where I was on the battlefield, that's for sure.
If for some reason aliens take over this planet, all right? Or try to. And it's like the aliens in the movie Signs with Joaquin Phoenix what's his face?
I can't say Mars Attacks.
No. The one with Mel Gibson and Joaquin Phoenix. And we find out
Signs,
that water is it deters the aliens. You better believe the army is going to come out with those super soakers. That's what it is.
That's all you're going to hear across the world.
Yeah.
We're going to be pumping up their water guns.
Full battle gear and then holding super soakers, okay? Okay, that's how we're going to ward off the alien attack. That's what it is. I love it.
It's drenching aliens.
Yeah,
there you go.
Just getting it.
Do you have a sweet toy?
Both good answers. This actually, I thought long and hard about because it's tough, man. I was very fortunate growing up to have some killer toys. My parents spoiled me enough to where it was like,
what about that ninja bike that you had? Are bikes considered toys?
Absolutely. I think so. And it's so funny you said that because I probably would pick that. I think that's what I was going to go with. My parents painted up a bike. I was super into ninjas, okay? Like, I was a ninja at one point.
Yep.
And I did. I had this bike that they got from a garage sale, I'm pretty sure.
Because ninjas ride bicycles.
Hey, you know what? It's a very stealthy form of transportation, okay? But you shut up. Don't take away my ninja bike. But, yeah, and then they painted it black, and then they put, like, the little, ninja, like, they wrote ninja on it, and it had, it was, dude,
you
I
know,
was... The most
you know that
deadliest.
Was a girl's bike, right?
Shut up. It was a girl's bike, but I didn't know that until my brother told me and ruined it for me.
He scratched a little bit of the black paint. Says, see, it's pink underneath.
Yeah, look at this.
Puss.
Yeah, you said, what kind of ninja rides a pink bike, you sissy? But no,
ninjas wore heels.
Until that point, it was the coolest, most... You know how many people I was able to murder sneakily on that bike? So many. Just sneaking up on
ninja
people.
Ninja stars.
It was great. And then I just pedaled away. Because it had a basket up front so I could put my ninja stars and stuff in the basket. It was great.
Your swords and your nunchucks, right? Yeah.
You know how easy it is to choke someone out with those ribbons that are on the handlebars? Get out of here. Come on.
So when you weren't hiding in the trees, you're on your ninja bike.
You know it, buddy. You know it.
That's pretty awesome. I would have hung out with you.
It is hard to get a bike, ninja bike up into a tree, though, when you're hiding. It is tough. I'm not gonna lie.
Unless you have a sweet jump.
I mean, along with that, of course, any of my Ninja Turtle stuff. But it's so hard to pick just one. Like, if you could just pick one, it's not like, well, I want to take the whole set. No, you can't do that. So do you take the van? But what's the van without the turtles, you know? Mm-hmm. Which turtle action figure do you pick? It's impossible.
It's tough. Yeah. The pizza. I think I'd take the pizza throwing one. Yeah. I had the pizza throwing van. Do you remember?
Oh, dude.
The turtle van.
God, you were spoiled. This is ridiculous, man. It's unbelievable. You didn't deserve any of that. None of it.
How about this? I'll grab my Super Soaker, get on my Mongoose. I'll meet up with you in your ninja bike.
You're that rich friend that when I go over to your house, you have more snacks in the cupboard than our whole house. It's ridiculous.
Like, he's got Dunkaroos. He's always got Dunkaroos.
Dude, he's got it. He's got the chocolate and the vanilla Dunkaroos. What the F, man?
This guy's rich.
I got the knockoff brand Dippy Kangaroo. It's just awful. It's awful.
It sucks.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. You're in a room with all your childhood toys, but you can only pick one. Which one do you choose? We'll have your answer when we come back. Stick around.
It rocks.
Good morning. 752, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
All right, let's get to it. Your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. You're in a room. All the toys from your childhood are in that room, but you can only pick one to keep. Glorious. That's every kid's dream. Which one are you picking? We got some awesome answers on Facebook. Ton of answers on Facebook. Obviously, kids want to relive their childhood memories.
Like 50-some comments. Everybody wants to relive.
Macy said, my Build-A-Bear. Very nice.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those.
Belinda said,
my... really expensive.
I think so. I mean, I don't know if they're... if you know, maybe when they first came out, they were pretty expensive. I've never had a Build-A-Bear, so I don't know.
Hmm.
Belinda said, my Rainbow Bright doll. God, if you still have that actually might be worth something right now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Amy said, my Strawberry Shortcake dolls. I remember those
strawberry
ones.
I don't think I know what those are.
Yeah, if you saw them, you probably know. Don't act like you didn't play with those Strawberry Shortcake dolls.
No, shut up.
Come on now.
My sisters had Cabbage Patch dolls.
Oh, yeah, those
are
real.
Which I think are worth a pretty penny now, too.
If you got, like, some of the original ones, not one that's, you know, had the hair cut off and drug through the mud. You know, it's got to be in the box, I'm sure.
It's been sucked on by a child for years.
Yeah, exactly. It's missing an arm, you know. It's got Sharpie all over its face. Right. Elijah said, my Micro Machines are Hot Wheels. Oh, yeah.
Dude, yeah. Micro Machines. Forgot about those.
Yeah. Oh, let's see.
You know what was sweet? I had a few Transformers back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are cool because, yeah, you turn into a car and, you know.
Yeah. How'd that go?
You turn into like a person or something.
You making the sound effects while you're doing it? I mean, you got to. Let's see. Ken said, my metal four-piece Tonka set. He said he still has it. That's nice.
Which is worth a pretty penny, too, dude, especially if he has the metal set.
Think about that. Okay, back in the day, nowadays, all these toys are so safe. You know, they're all made of, like, you know, biodegradable things. You could basically eat them. Back in the day, literally, metal trucks, all right? You take a Tonka truck to the head, you're dead, man. That's it.
You're dead.
You're dead.
Kids would be slamming those into the walls, breaking things.
Yeah.
Those Tonka trucks are awesome.
Dude,
we had a few of the metal ones back in the day.
You could put a hole through a drywall with a Tonka truck. You get enough speed on that, forget about it. Forget about it.
Those things were sweet, man. Remember, hey, did you ever have this thing? I don't think we ever had it, but I think maybe my buddy had one. It was like the excavator for a kid. You, like, sit on it. It had, like, the two hand controls, and you could, like, dig in a sandbox with it.
Never had one, but at the park, that was, like, the coolest thing you could sit on.
It was, man. Yeah, you kind of rotate around, and, oh, it was awesome. Yeah.
And they're moving sand filled with cat turds. It was great, man. It's fantastic. let's see. Rick said he had a couple, but the one I want to focus on is creepy crawlers. I forgot about
Dude,
we were just talking about this the other day. Creepy crawlers.
Was that the podcast? Did we talk about that?
Yeah, it was in the podcast. Dude, creepy crawlers was amazing. And same thing too, is because who else?
1,000-degree oven.
Whitney said her Easy Bake Oven, and creepy crawlers and Easy Bake Ovens. The same thing. This was a childhood toy, a child's toy that used a light. Yeah, that plugged into the wall that used a light with the surface temperature of the sun, and it would cook things, all right? The fact that it didn't burn down houses, it's amazing to me that this was a child's toy.
Dude, that creepy crawler, it was awesome. You could make your own little bug. I think mine was black and with like blue stripes or something.
You can make it look all cool. Well, and that's the other thing added to this. So not only did you have this just scalding hot light bulb, you used like this paste, this gel that I'm sure was full of toxic chemicals.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just messing around with it in the basement. Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. I always kind of wanted to eat them, too. They always looked delicious. Looked like candy when they were done.
They did make. Didn't they have one where you could, like, it was the edible creepy crawlers that you could do?
I think you're right.
Oh, man.
I think you're right on that. Dude, you know what you brought up the other day is brilliant. You should get a creepy crawler set, Brock, because you can make fishing lures now.
I can make my own baits. It'd be the coolest thing ever.
You know?
Do that scorpion to the black scorpion, but make sure you make the tail red, you make the stinger red, because that looks cool,
Maybe add a little scent to it. You know what I'm saying?
Then you go on the school bus and you say, "Hey, Becky, look what I found." And then you throw it at her. And you're like, "I hate you, Brock."
It's my creepy crawler that I got.
Creepy crawler. Fantastic. Let's see. We got some more answers here on Facebook. Oh, Carrie said my Little Pony. Remember those, the little ponies there?
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Stupid little ponies.
Stupid ponies. Stupid ass pony. Michael said my bong. All right. That's a good childhood toy, I guess.
Where'd you grow up?
Let's see. John said his Etch-A-Sketch.
Yeah, Etch-A Sketches were fun, but after a while, I was just like, I want to get over there.
I don't
want to draw a line to get over there.
Yeah, they were fun for about 2 minutes, all right? Have you ever tried making boobs on an Etch-A Sketch? You can't do it, all right? They're square, and they look terrible.
You
want to go left, but you go right, because no one knows which way they actually turn the things.
My brother would get, like, nearly done with, like, this masterpiece, and I'd just kind of elbow the Etch-A Sketch.
You're the worst. Pop! God, you're the worst. You're just the worst kind of person. Let's see. Jamie said her Legos. Yeah, that's always a good one.
Here's the nice part,
though, about being an adult is that you can actually afford the Legos, but you realize how effing expensive they are.
Oh, my God.
So you don't blame your parents for not buying you the Lego set that you want because they had to refinance their home, man.
Right. Nuts. We got a set for my nephew one time, and I had this great idea. I'm like, I'm going to give him, like, that big pirate ship or something sweet until I went and looked at the price tag, and I'm like, dude, I could get a car.
Yeah.
I could buy a car for what I could buy that ship for.
Insane, dude. Yeah.
You know?
And you always end up losing a piece or swallowing one, you know? It never works out, right?
Yeah. Remember the old Mighty Max sets?
Oh, dude, absolutely. I think I had one, and I think I got it at a garage sale years ago.
They were like the tiny little Mighty Max things, and then they'd open up.
It was perfect for the car. That's what I remember using it in. It's like a travel thing.
Yeah,
like the travel Mighty Max. Fantastic. And the commercials were cool, too.
I had the big spider one. I had the big spider.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the commercials.
I think mine was a skull. I think I had the skull one.
I think you're right. I had that one, too.
Yeah. Oh, you had both.
Kind of like a zombie skull, kind of.
Yeah, something like that. Good stuff. I'm a grown-ass man, and all I want to do is sit in the basement and play with toys. That's it. All right.
Did anybody say, remember the old, like, slot track? What were those things? Those race cars.
Slot track race car thingies. So
those were awesome, dude.
Yeah, those were pretty
sweet. Whatever happened to those?
Until you got a short on there and you shocked the hell out of yourself. One launched off the track
trying to do the loop-de-loop.
I had to wear an eye patch for a summer because one of those, man. Ridiculous. All right, we got to take
it. It smelled like they were going to burn the house down.
Yeah, every single time. You get that.